Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. This is the Racers Roundtable, where drivers, crews, race fans, and shit, anybody can come and talk about racing.
Don't forget the officials.
Yeah, those guys too.
April 23rd, 2019.
I am Justin Griffiths. As you just heard, that is Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Not too bad, man.
Why did I have to open that?
I'm glad to be here. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Also joining us tonight is the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt. How you doing, Gary?
Good. How are you?
I'm here.
Yes, you are.
Just here? You should be here in great spirits.
That's
the
right
answer.
I'm living the dream.
Oh, this is a dream?
Hey, we're alive and we're talking about racing.
That's right. That's always a good dream.
And I have my voice back.
Unfortunately.
That's why your wife kicked you out of the house. You got your voice back. Of course, the fly on the wall and Mr. Matt Esposito. How you doing, man?
I'm having technical difficulties.
That's okay. Sometimes we don't want to be on Facebook Live.
Very rarely.
I sound loud. Is it my...
No, I don't think it's you. I think something's...
I'm extremely loud.
You sounded loud?
I don't know.
Are we way up over there? Whoa.
Damn.
Now I'm too low.
Okay. We're good now.
All right. That's probably just headphones, obviously not the...
No, I'm not sure.
That's perfect right there. So, what are you talking about, Justin? You're leading tonight. I'm just here. Some of us have to work all day.
I work
all day.
I just got lucky enough to go home, shower, and come here.
I'm still going to go back.
Well,
I don't know what's going on over here.
Justin,
I think we're all having technical difficulties.
No.
But
we're fine.
I do want to start the show by sending a shout out to you two. Running the late model truck series, we had another great race. A good car count showed up. Everybody,
we didn't have a car count.
Car count?
We didn't have a car count.
Okay, a truck count.
Yes.
It seemed like everybody that came out and had fun and raced. And
racing's always fun. Even when you're getting yelled at, it's always fun.
If you're not even track, when you're getting yelled at for no reason, it's fun.
If you're at the track and not getting yelled at, I think maybe you're not doing something right.
If you're an official shirt on, you're getting yelled at.
It doesn't matter who you are. If you're at the track, you're going to get yelled at.
Oh, yeah.
Either to hurry up, slow down, get out of the way. What's this? Do that.
Uh-huh.
Why did he do this?
Why did he do that?
Why am I doing this?
Uh-huh. I got myself that question a lot.
By the way, don't forget, with all of that, their last words are, you guys are doing a good job.
That's right. Great job, guys. Great job.
Yes.
I heard that a lot on Saturday.
Yeah.
About how much fun they had and they enjoy racing in the series. So,
you know, and I was confused because, like, we're doing our thing and all that, and I think Cindy forgot that the skid plates weren't racing, so she came over, hopped in a truck, thinking it was her skid plate car, and went out and raced.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, wait, what's she doing? She's out there racing a skid plate, but she wasn't. She got her nights confused, I think.
Yes, she did. The next race.
There you go.
Next
Cindy, race. Wrong night. The skid plates are next weekend.
That's right.
And that's... three races in a row, am I correct?
Well, no, that's what will be the second of three.
Yes.
Second of three. But for the bull ring, they have three in a row. Did one last week for, I don't forget, whatever was racing last week. Whatever was racing the week before.
The late model trucks were racing.
Who else was racing? And then what they got.
Match up.
This weekend is the normal stuff.
Military night this weekend.
Military appreciation. Oh,
yes, there you go.
Oh, you know what?
Military appreciation.
There you go. Make sure if you know anybody that used to be in the military that is in the military, get them out to the track.
Yep.
Let them, if they don't know, if they don't know there's a track, get them out there.
Yep.
I don't like my Facebook right now. I'm doing a Facebook Live because the other one's down right now.
Uh-huh.
And it just told me my brother's in this video, and it's a picture of my face right now. And it said, do you want to tag Gary Griffiths Jr. in this video? And I said, no. And it's telling me Gary.
They're watching you. They, meaning Facebook. Zuckerberg personally is watching you.
I don't have the video right now.
He knows you.
You wish Zuckerberg.
Military and veterans are free with ID.
Sweet.
This weekend at the bowling.
Have to use their military ID.
Yep.
Anybody got one I can borrow? I want to go watch.
No, just tell me with the late model. She'll get in. Don't worry.
No,
late model truck series. I'm sorry.
We won't get into that. I don't think that's the opposite. But
cool.
Yeah, that's this weekend. What all is racing?
Super late models, super stocks, bomber, 602 modifieds,
again,
USLCI legends and bandoleros, and Cindy Clark and the skid plate cars.
Wonder Woman
and
finally skid plate.
Let's not forget Thunder Cars
on
race
Friday
number
night?
Three on Friday night.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
All active military personnel, veterans with valid IDs will receive a free admission to the night's races.
Sweet. Cool deal. And then the Thunder Roadsters, or what are they calling them now?
Thunder Cars.
On Friday night only, not
yes.
Saturday. Who's racing that this year? There's a couple of them that show up right now. I know they're having
Doug Germano. He's been a mainstay. And Chris Bosley. And I believe there was one or two more other ones.
Okay.
I believe it was Ed Homan came out. Well, I hadn't really watched this year because I think last week was the first week I was actually at the practice
same here with me.
And I know Ed Homan was out there a couple times last year.
You know, if you're interested in those, get a hold of the what do they call that? It's not 600 Racing anymore. US Legend Cars.
Yeah, USLCI Legends.
USLCI Legends.
Yes.
And, ask them about the Thunder Cars. You can get a hold of probably Chris Bosley if you want to find out more information. Also, talk to any of the racers out there that race on Friday nights on the Thunder Cars. You know, I'd like to see all the divisions kind of build up at least to some minimum, to where it's exciting for the fans.
I was glad to see the Bombers. They grew 16 cars.
Oh, they grew by a few since last race.
Yeah, that's definitely a plus. But the Super Lates had a good car count, too.
Really?
I'm not positive exactly the number, but I know they had a little more. So that's always good.
Absolutely.
Maybe it was the first couple races, just the blues had to settle in. And
well, those are the smart ones. They're like, I'm not going to show up because then I'm going to be in the points battle. So then I'm going to have to race every race and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that points racing kind of ruins the fun sometimes.
Sometimes. It depends on what you're racing, I think. If you got too many races in a row, then it makes it tough. But I think it's fun spreading the races out and traveling a little bit and, kind of getting some
traveling a lot of it.
That type of racing is fun. So if you want to find out more about now. Wait, what's the third race that they have in a row for Vegas? Don't they have SRLs coming?
Yeah, it's the 20th, 27th,
and the 4th, right?
It's the 4th, yes.
And that's
has the Spears Southwest Tour, Spears Modified Series, USLCI Legends and Bandoleros, and Junior Late Models.
Oh, special.
And that is on the 4th,
not
the 27th.
Right. This weekend, the NASCAR series,
yes.
The NASCAR Wheeling series cars. So.
Then from the 4th all the way to 6-1.
Ooh, some people are going to be beaming out there.
Yes.
What do they have on 6-1?
Super late, super stocks, bomber, 602 mods, USLCI legends, bandolero, skid plate cars, junior late models, and again on Friday night they have the Thunder cars.
Okay, cool.
So that would be.
And they get to race in the June heat. Ooh, that's gonna be tough. Be a hot one. And then the next one's what? the
615.
Oh, really?
Yep, that's
wow.
the
yeah,
Chris Trickle Classic.
Oh, can't forget about that.
Yep, 615, and then they got the 7-3, July 3rd race.
It's a big race.
It's a big race.
It's a big race. So.
They have a figure eight trailer race.
Third, is this the third or fourth one, the trailer race?
Third
year, I think.
Third year.
Third, maybe
third
fourth.
Year, yep.
I think it's third.
Yeah, I think so. Say the boat.
And then from, as you know, July 3rd all the way to 8/24.
Well, that's a little bit
back
of a
back to school night.
Yeah.
Presented by Wheeling Engineer.
Cool.
And then all the way to
August
31st.
2 weeks. 2 weeks after that.
Yeah. Pack the track night.
That's going to be a fun night. Be packing the track.
Yes. And super late models, super stocks, Bomber 602 crate motors, and the late model truck series will
right.
be back.
And that's going to be race number
four for the truck ship.
Cool.
And then the USLCI Legends and Bandoleros. And the final junior late model points race of the season.
Really? Cool. Now, I have to find out. I don't know anything about the junior late models, but I think they do a little kind of mini tour. Don't they do Madera and Irwindale? I know they used to.
I know they were originally just at Madera. And then
you're right.
Vegas got lucky enough to get them, and they've been putting out a good show out there. So I'm not sure about Irwindale yet.
Hmm.
I know for sure it was Madera.
Yeah, that's where they started doing those. Anyways, so you get a chance to watch any of the racing this past weekend? I heard there's a lot of stuff. You watched
Bombers, the Legends.
Oh, okay.
Because the Legends are right before the truck.
And
there was
quite a few Legends
out
there also.
And I think they only had one caution, which is really a surprise, because usually they always have at least one or two big little get-togethers, but... I think only one caution, and
nice.
It definitely was a good race. And
any familiar names in that?
Jason Irwin.
Jason
Irwin,
okay.
The Giannini's.
Giannini's,
which is
there?
Brendan and Jaron. John Hans, who I don't know if you guys remember, a little while back, broke his back in a real bad wreck out there.
Oh,
on the front stretch.
I do vaguely remember that.
He was out there.
Nice. It's good to see once you have an incident to be able to make your way back.
And he came back pretty quick.
Tracks.
For as bad as the wreck was, he came back pretty quick.
Are you saying, Matt, no excuses over here to get back to the kids?
I'll leave Matt alone.
Yeah, he's busy. He's concentrated. We'll leave him alone. So.
Brian Williams was out there, which
yeah.
is Donnie Williams' son.
Right.
You know, a lot of those guys, the normal guys.
I'm surprised Donnie don't, like, get his A-mod together and get back out there and kick some
I thought I actually heard he did have the modified get ready for the 602. So
no kidding.
Who knows?
We'll
he might pop up eventually, and then you never know.
Yeah.
I got to watch the bomb race, which that was two cautions, maybe.
Did you see who the extra car count from? Were they some new people?
The 138 came back out. That was, I believe, their second race, which is, from what I was told, it's the old 53 car. I'm not positive. Don't hold me to that, because that's what I heard.
Who used to race the 53?
Scott Bradbury.
Bradbury, okay.
And then I think just different cars finally came back. Other than the 22 was out there, which is... was Aaron McMoran for the race, which is a Pete Myers car.
But it wasn't Aaron McMoran racing.
He was racing Sunday or Saturday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know Pete practiced it and was shaking it down.
Oh, I didn't realize.
I know McMoran has a lot of basketball stuff with his son.
Yeah.
So that always comes first. So if he can make it to the track, I know.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was.
He runs
racing.
It every now and then.
Yeah.
Cool.
Was he in the old 22? The black 22?
This was a different car.
This is a different 22.
This was a spray painted car.
This is a different 22.
Yeah.
This is a new car?
Yeah. As far as I know, it's new.
Really? What kind of cars are these?
I have no clue what that car is. I have no clue on that one.
So how did Aaron do in this unknown car?
I couldn't even tell you. I think it was like
so you watched the race.
Yeah, that's your paying attention to the race.
Do you remember where everybody finished?
Well, I thought Aaron was your hero.
No, Aaron is his idol.
Oh, different heroes and idols. So you don't remember how your idol finished?
No. I know Mike Miller finished fourth.
See? No,
it's all Michael Miller's fault.
So who do you remember the top five of the bomber?
Kyle Jacks.
He won.
Pulled out another one.
Rucci. Oh. I believe it was Vinny finished second.
Sweet.
I think Jacob Cortero was third. Mike was fourth. And other than that, I'm not sure.
So Vinny and Kyle obviously are still neck and neck, I'm sure.
Yeah, it seemed like Vinny got off to a slow start in that race, and the next thing I know, he was second. So,
wow.
Those are the races I got to really watch. Other than that, I was down with the trucks.
So, geez.
Nope. Anthony Mann finished third.
Oh, yeah,
he did get back up there, didn't he?
Anthony Mann finished third, and your idol, one of your idols, Michael Miller, finished fourth.
Where did Cortero finish fifth?
No. Cortero finished seventh. Aaron McMoran finished sixth, and Kurt Hantz finished fifth.
Who's Kurt Hantz?
The 99.
Oh, he races. He's been racing out
there. Yeah, he's been out there a while. He's a Anthony Mann and Bobby Schumacher cars group.
Okay. Oh, they're up there quite a bit, huh?
Tim Mazarang was down in the field, and something must have happened to that car.
Yeah, there was a lot of getting together and bumping, but it's bombers.
Yeah. So that make you, like, want to get back out there or anything?
We'll see.
You know... I don't want to get off your subject there, but as you know, I'm going through the list of winners, and we had a pretty good field in the late model truck series, but I really, really got to say congratulations to Lee Keach, 63 years old.
Gives us all hope.
63 years old, won the late model truck series race in Vegas. And it's been many, many years that truck he was in has been on a track, on a track.
So I guess since we're on the subject of the late model truck series, we'll stay on that for a minute. Absolutely. If anybody has watched the late model truck series type trucks in the past, you know, when guys like Lee Keach and George Antill and Matt Daly and then guys like that used to race out there when they used to be the ASA trucks or, you know, the ASA speed trucks back then. Lee Keach was out there, you know, always up front with the United Nissan trucks.
Yeah.
So, you know, they decided if they wanted to come race with us in the late model truck series, and they had to track down their trucks. They moved shops. Well, I won't get into details, but they moved shops. They stuck stuff in this trailer and that shop and this shop, and they had to go track down.
And as Mike says, 2 weeks ago, they didn't even know where the truck was.
They had to find it. I think we put it over here.
Yeah.
And obviously got it together, and they got one of the best all around guys that know these trucks better than anybody working on those. You know, Greg Knight, he's probably been involved with these type of trucks not since day one, but since day two. So
63 years old.
Yeah. So congratulations, Lee Keach of the United Nissan, general manager over there, for coming out. And that's two races, two different winners for us so far. So that's really cool.
I think the old men are kicking out. The old men are older.
Well, the same thing. Bill Black used to race back in the day. Had down in Havasu. He came out and won the race there. It just goes to show you, these trucks are not just made for young guys. There's a mix. That's what's so cool about this type of race truck. and racing, this type of touring is, you can get a mix. You got the older guys, they can run with some of the younger guys. The younger guys, you know, they're a spec division, so you're able to, you know, put a lot of it more into the driver's hands. You know, great job with, you know, the young guys like Andrew Porter, you know, coming, you know, from a position all the way up towards the front and almost, you know, getting up there and at battling towards the front there. Just goes to show you the age difference between everybody and between the fields is out there real competitive and
well, like, how old is Jen Hall? Jennifer Hall?
She's 16. Yeah.
She ran with us down in Havasu.
Yeah, and she'll be joining us at some point here coming up in, at the Vegas race. I'm not sure if it's going to be the 31st race or not, but she'll be joining us and maybe even another Havasu race. So looking forward to that, and maybe she can school Bill Black or guys like
yeah.
Lee Keach or someone like that, you know. So looking forward to
that. And you're right. Two races, two different winners.
Yeah.
I just want to say they're older. I know how old Lee Keach is
right.
because I...
Well, if, and then if you rewind back to the end of, or near the end of last season, we had multiple different winners even from there. You know, I want to say within the last few races, we haven't had the same winner twice.
I don't think we have had the same winner.
Mark Allison won Willow, right?
Willow, yeah.
And then Andrew Porter won
Havasu.
And then Bill Black.
Bill Black was the
opening
night.
Lee Keach.
Yeah.
And Lee Keach.
And then Lee Keach. So there's
four.
Two missing.
Well, that's, if you go back previous, then you got, Dustin Ash.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dustin Ash.
Won here in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then...
So in every one of our races, we haven't had the same winner.
Not more than once.
Yeah.
Right. So it's cool.
Thane Alderman won the...
Yeah,
that's
won.
There you go. There you go.
So you got Thane.
So that's counted for all of them.
Yep. So, so there's a lot of exciting racing going on. You know, a lot of different experience levels, a lot of different ages. So...
63 years old.
You know, that gives us hope. Hey, we at least got till 63 to still race and win.
And I'll track down an age on Bill Black.
He's around the same age.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Yep.
I'm just, like you say, that shows us younger guys hope that we can still go out there and do it.
Younger.
I'm younger than 63. I don't know what you're talking about.
You act like he's like 62 and a half.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look at that gray hair.
You deal with Justin Griffith and see what you get.
I've known guys in high school with gray hair, so you can't point to the hair and say
I've put my hair up lately.
Yeah. You watch.
I covered the gray.
I used to blame JJ.
Now you have to blame Justin. Just because he said that, watch, he's going to pop up with much gray hair.
Oh, I have gray. Don't worry.
Oh, you'll get more.
Yeah, dealing with you guys in the truck series.
Uh-oh. We slow your gray hair down.
He must be done.
Down.
He must be tired.
Hey, Matt, we'll see you, man. Thanks. Have a good one.
Thanks for coming in.
We appreciate it. Hey, you turn that around and wave to Matt.
Yeah.
Later, Matt. We'll see you.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt.
It was a fun night. You know, and I got to tell you, it's nerve-wracking, but fun to watch. Multiple races in the Lay Model Truck Series, four wide going down the front stretch, three wide down the back stretch, three and a half wide in the corners.
Yeah. Thanks to Mark Allison and Pat Petrie for doing double duty out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
They ran the late model, the 602 modified, and then, they ran the late model truck series,
and
then they got out of that and got into the.
And the opposite for the heat,
mods.
The mods, and then jumped into the late model trucks during the heat, and then vice versa.
I think that seat time helped Pat Petrie because I heard he put on a good show in the.
That's
the
what I heard.
He finished second.
Yeah.
From what
point,
I
heard. 0.627 from the winner.
Right.
And on that. Congratulations to Justin Kaiser. Jason Kaiser for winning the mods.
Oh, sweet. Was that his first in the modified?
I believe in the 602 mods, yes.
Yeah. And this is his new modified.
Yeah, brand new modified, you know.
I know he had, I know he took it out a couple times.
Well, is it new to him or is it new?
No, he built this one from the ground up.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, congrats. That's a tough task, by the way.
And he's been building it for about 2 years.
Wow. I know he came out maybe once or twice with the Lucas Oil cars out here just to shake it down.
Sure.
But I think this is the first time it finally like clicked for him and actually everything went good for him. So.
Well, you know, that's a group full of knowledge there, so they know what they're doing. So, you know, not surprising that they won or getting up front like that.
And
quick.
Congratulations to Chris Klein.
Oh, is that
super late model?
Fifth?
I think it's the fifth or sixth.
Or six in a row,
yes,
huh?
I
thought it was five. Because they had a double. They had two races and a double. So this will be fifth.
Yeah, I think it's either fifth or sixth. I'm going to track it down, but I...
Well, you know what? That's a tough act to follow when you start off that strong, you know, that many races right off the bat. So some of these guys got some stepping up to do to catch up.
I do want to say Matt Daly is watching the live feed right now. He wants to thank you guys once again for the opportunity to race with us. And
well, we appreciate...
He had fun.
We appreciate Matt Daly for coming out all the way from North Dakota.
Yes.
And
we had a 63-year-old winner, and we had somebody from North Dakota. North Dakota.
Well, that's what's nice about it. We had guys all the way from Tucson, from Phoenix, guys from California.
Five different states.
Four states
represented. Nevada.
Yeah, plus, and them guys worked their butts off to get these trucks, to work for them and how they like to drive.
Just like Dow Warner.
Yeah.
That's a name you haven't heard forever out of the Bullring.
Right.
And,
he had a fast truck. I know he's usually fast. He had throttle issues, so he was being easy, is understandable. You know, he started having throttle issues. He, was taking it easy. We don't want to, anything to happen. You know how throttle issues can create huge problems. So, so that was cool. That he was able to get out there and race with some other people from the past. So it's cool.
And congratulations to Cindy Clark.
And let me tell you, Matt Daly, give him one or two more laps, he would have been right there battling for first, along with Andrew Porter.
Yep.
Him and Andrew Porter were racing so close. They've not only traded paint, but they've traded fiberglass. So,
but we don't promote that.
We don't promote that at all.
Clean racing.
And, exactly. So, but good race. Is exciting. That's sometimes when you get that close to racing, it things happen.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I was excited to see four wide again on Vegas.
Yeah.
You don't see that often.
Yeah.
So, and even going in the corners, these guys are really putting on a show. So. Good job to all the late model truck series drivers and teams out there. We can't thank them enough for putting on a show. And it's not easy.
From what I heard from the people I had up in the grandstands, they put on a hell of a show and they loved it. I mean, the fans were actually cheering and
cool.
That's the kind of racing you want to see. You want to see the, every now and then it's short track racing. You're going to get bumping.
Right.
You're going to get grinding. I mean, I know not every racer wants to be moved or bumped or whatever, but it's racing, and sometimes shit happens, and we've all done the bumping, and we've all been bumped.
And being that these trucks are so close, you're going to get that competitiveness, close together like that. So.
Not to get off of your subject, but it's Chris Klein's fifth consecutive win.
Yes. Cool. Congrats to Chris Klein for his start, his good start to the season. He's on a roll, so that momentum's hard to stop sometimes. Did Kaylee Barker make it back out? I know she had some issues.
I know she was there Friday night. I'm not sure. I was so busy.
Assuming she may have raced for points.
Yes,
I believe she did.
I thought I saw like a 15.4 on qualifying or maybe practice times on Friday night, maybe. I don't know.
I wasn't
paying attention, but I was just scrolling through some stuff.
I know Gary has the results up. I
sixth. Not a bad finish in her own car, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Who won the juniors?
hold on.
I know Smotherman said he had a couple little issues. And
sorry, the show might be boring tonight. I'm letting Justin lead tonight, but he's not doing a very good job.
I'm not a leader. That's why we had the professionals.
Wattage?
The 07, I want to say.
Well, don't say that because Gary only likes what's leaders' race. So. I'm just kidding.
I'm not a leader. Oh, I can tell you this.
Yeah.
I like
the way you just, it was just like, yeah. Nothing else to say. He just said it all.
Yeah.
That was messed up. Now, does that piss you off? You get that much crap, or does that build your character more? I just want to know. I mean, we don't want you to feel like you're being bullied or
it is.
Hey,
it is.
No. Whoa, time out. What happened?
I told you he left. We waved to him. He's gone.
And it's fine, too.
I turned around and he's gone. What the hell?
And the video actually turned on now. So.
Well, he turned on his own Facebook page. It's not on Will's now, I don't think. I don't know.
Okay, at least it's up.
I thought that's what he said.
At least people can see our beautiful faces. Too bad we all have faces for radio. I have a question.
Yes. Oh, wait.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble.
I've been seeing a lot on social media lately about fights happening all on the West Coast, East Coast, everything.
Well, wait a minute. Fights have been going on since...
No. And since
Adam and Eve.
Racing fights.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys, either one...
Oh, wait, we are on Facebook Live.
Oh, we are?
On Wheels Now.
I'm sorry. I didn't
check
know that.
In, guys.
Sorry, I didn't know that. I thought he was on.
There's people joining.
That's
good. Popping up.
Yep, that's good.
More people are watching my video. It's cool, though.
That's
they want to see a close-up of my beautiful face.
Yeah, they do. They're getting sick as we speak.
Back to the fighting thing.
Okay.
Do you guys feel like there's a place in racing for that mentality of wanting to fight everybody?
Absolutely not.
Do you think it helps?
Well, that's a different sport. The fighting sport is called MMA.
Yeah.
That's for the octagon.
Yeah. Absolutely not. But the problem is everybody's tempers get flared.
Well, you know,
and have either one of you ever gotten in a physical altercation at the racetrack?
I haven't. I mean, I've been upset. You know, you got to understand, you got
a lot of passion.
20,
a lot of,
you know, you got 20 plus drivers out there trying to fight for that one spot. You've got in divisions where you have spotters, you got 20 spotters up there. Those 20 cars or trucks, you know, all in that for that one spot. And when things happen, tensions rise.
Yeah.
You have crew members that worked for weeks on end.
Exactly.
Countless hours,
past midnight sometimes, you know, working on these cars, you know, these race vehicles to get up to that point for just a weekend to have fun, you know, because we're not in this to make money, you know. We're out there to race. You're out there for a hobby, typically.
I think I've lost more money than I made, so.
Well, it's not about, and that's it. You know, anybody that talks about money and racing, they're
in the wrong
sport.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. The video I watched, you know, I'm glad you brought up the crew member, because it was a bomber race in, like, North Carolina or something, and I shared it. And it seemed like the two drivers actually went to talk to each other, just be like, hey, what the hell was that about? But the crew members, it seemed like the crew members were more pissed off than the actual drivers.
Right.
And then a big fucking fight happened, and they ended up in the middle of the racetrack.
Right.
And it started in the pit area.
Well, you know, and unfortunate for the track, you know, that's not the kind of publicity a track wants. If somebody gets hurt, you know, it falls back on... You know, on the track, unfortunately, but it's the driver's responsibility to keep control of those crew members. And you know, once something like that happens, they get kicked out or they get banned from the track or suspended or whatever the penalties are for that situation. You know, all of a sudden, you find these drivers or crew members getting mad, but they're the ones that were doing that. You know, there's a different way to solve, issues. On the track.
I've been in yelling matches. I can say that. There's been a couple guys that came up to me, or I never went to somebody's pit to yell at them or, you know, get physical. I feel like go up and talk to them. I mean,
Well, sometimes it's better maybe with let things, you know, settle down a little bit, because adrenalines are high.
I know, but a lot of people do feel like as soon as they get out of that car, they need to go ask you questions or maybe get physical with you. And
well, I think all tracks should bring like about 6 treadmills out there. If you're, as soon as you get off, you need to run 200 laps on the treadmill or 3 miles, and then you can get off and start talking.
Start complaining.
Here's the paperwork for your complaint.
Right.
It's a handwritten complaint.
That's right.
Like, I don't know.
No, for being physical, there's no place
you
for
see
it.
Well, and that's assault. Technically, realistically, you know, against each other.
So. Then you see it in NASCAR.
I'm sorry.
I don't see any comments.
I'm sorry. I just got a text. I guess somebody wants to come back in. You don't know the combination to the door.
He's lucky he had his phone, right? Or did he have his wife?
Oh, welcome back.
No,
you
didn't go
home.
You didn't go home. Okay.
We thought you left, so
welcome back, man.
Let's see. We lost him for a little while.
Yeah, he's back.
Wow. Welcome back.
Anyways.
Glad you're back, Matt.
All right, Matt. I'll ask you, since you were outside, do you ever feel like there is a place in racing for a physical altercation after like a wreck or something?
No.
Have you ever wanted to get physical with somebody?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a bad question to ask.
But
pull that mic towards you a little more.
There you go. I'll let you guys go. I got to make a couple texts.
But what's a physical fight going to do? I mean, it's not going to accomplish anything.
I agree to that. I agree 100% on that.
You know what I mean?
Get your frustrations out.
Go back out onto the track and...
But, okay. Now, I do say I would rather see someone get physical in the pits one-on-one than do it with the cars out on the track. Because at that point, you're putting somebody else's life at risk. If you're going to, you know... And I shouldn't talk because I've done it twice where I lost my cool on the track and I spun somebody. After they got into me, I got pissed off. But I would, you know, so I shouldn't, they shouldn't exactly say that.
Yeah, I guess it's a gray area because I'm looking at it as, why would I want to wreck my car going out and wrecking somebody else?
I mean, like this week in the Bombers, I'm not even sure which cars it was. Somebody got spun as they were coming back up through the field. I don't know if it was on purpose, but... They tried to get their spot back and ended up hitting another car.
Tried to do a Days of Thunder
thing. No, their throttle stuck.
Yeah, Days of Thunder.
Or their steering skipped a tooth.
I'm not actually sure which two cars it was because it was on the far end of the track and I was kind of watching everything else. And I'm like, why would you do that? Like, obviously the track was already taking care of it. The one car was already getting dropped to the back. You know, they already caught the wreck. They already seen what happened. Why would you go up there and put your own car at risk, you know, and then you're paying out of your own, you know, pocket to do that. But I don't agree to that, but I would rather see them, you know, maybe get out of the car, yell and scream at each other.
Can't we just all get along?
Unfortunately, that's not what racing is.
Well, I mean, if you look at like NASCAR, I mean, there's been altercations.
Yeah. This year.
But there was more way back when.
Oh,
it was, you know.
Cale Yarbrough and all that.
Yeah.
Way back in the day, they had that. The big famous grass fight where they were smacking each other in the head with helmets.
But
this year alone, in qualifying at a NASCAR race, Michael McDowell and Daniel Suarez went at it on pit lane. And again, their crew members were involved in the thing too. So it ended up to be a big massacre. We lost somebody else now.
Sorry. Nasty work emails or texts.
It's hot out there.
But yeah, I think if you're heated, you know, just go cool off.
Listen, I've been yelled at a couple times. No one's ever tried to get actually physical with me. I've been flipped off.
You're too tall. They can't reach you.
I've been flipped off a couple times. I've flipped some people off.
which is perfectly fine.
Let's say people have come.
That's what gets your frustrations out. And,
right.
Hey,
people have come to my pit
and flipped you off.
Yeah, yelled at me a couple times, starting to kick my ass. They never did. But I just yelled at a couple people. JJ.
Not JJ.
I love
somebody,
JJ though.
So somebody flipping you off that makes you mad or what?
Actually, the
just
time
wave to him. Thank you.
The time that
I
got
wondering, cause, like, you know, tracks don't like flagmen don't like that especially. I'm sure because they probably get it the most.
You know, I'm friends with a couple of the officials out there. Roy McClure, he will actually flip me off on purpose just because it's me. But then, like, you see other guys like Tim Perkins.
You know what I want to see out there? You know how, like, on special nights where the safety crew and the fire trucks, all that out there, and
they go on
they
the
give
back
thumbs up? I like to see when Justin goes by, they give him the bird. All of them give him the bird. Maybe we can coordinate that with the truck.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll have any resistance.
I really don't think we will.
Yeah.
It's just
I
hitting
think
him
you have to fight. Yeah, Facebook.
That's another thing.
What?
I hate people.
Hey, wait a minute.
This is another.
This is
viewers.
Disclaimer. Time
disclaimer.
Or?
This might be the disclaimer.
This is your. This is Justin's opinion.
The
only,
world according to
only.
Justin.
There you go.
I was thinking about this earlier.
He's thinking. This is bad.
These people that want to go on Facebook or Twitter or whatever and bitch and complain about shit that happened at the track. If you have an issue with somebody, go talk to them after the race. If you have a problem with something that the track did, go talk to Tim Richter. He's out there for a reason.
Yeah,
he's,
but
he's always ears. He'll always listen to you.
But sometimes people just need an outlet. They're not really. They don't want to just. They don't want to confront that person or something. They just want an outlet to get it out. Maybe I don't know. That's a guess.
And then to post pictures of your wrecked race car and say that, you know, and then not even call the person out. Like, if you're gonna at least say, hey, well, this car, we all know
well,
who it
Justin
is.
Caused it.
I caused that from the spotter's fan. And then for other people to get on there and comment was like, I'm going to wreck you next time too. Like, and that happened this weekend. And I was like reading the comments. I'm like, you're just blasting that to, you know, the world now. And, you know, the track's going to really like be like, hey, we need to watch that.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I guess that brings up a valid point, not just about this, any specific incidences, but it's a changing time where, you know, like, back when Lee Keach was racing, you didn't have to worry about you know, Facebook and people posting stuff, and you know we didn't have to worry about somebody yelling at us because they're at home mad.
That's right.
And then we didn't hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you instantly hear about it. Mm-hmm. If I didn't see it personally, a friend or somebody else would come up, hey man, did you see what so and so said about you? Like, well, no. And realistically, you probably shouldn't even care about it, but you know, but it's a whole new world with social media. Cause
the Bomber Nation was the same thing.
Well, but that was a little bit different. And I wish people would go there to poke, because that's what I like. The threads are more, I don't know, they're more, I guess, fun. I wish people go there more often. And, you know, if you want to go, you can go to the BomberNation.com website, click on the message board link, and post stuff there about Justin or anybody else like Justin.
Enough
you
people
want.
Have already done that in the past.
But and be once again on the Bomber Nation, thanks to Glenn Brown for taking care of that and keeping it up and
right.
keep doing what he's doing with it to try to keep it
right.
afloat. So,
so especially if Facebook or Twitter crashes. But anyways, but you know, it's a different world, I think, you know, obviously today than it was even 10 years ago. So, you know, so we hear about this stuff more. And sometimes you got to understand, these people aren't just there to bitch about racing. They're posting pictures of their food and how great it looks. And, you know, so it's not. I don't think it's anything specific about being mad at somebody.
Posting pictures of their Thanksgiving dinner that everybody in the
world like my new shoes, you know, something. So it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's more than just what we see, I think, with people being mad and stuff. It's just a different world to understand. So what a lot of tracks have done to prevent like this type of, you know, obviously your personal pages and stuff, that's different, but a lot of tracks have done is they've isolated it to where if you did want to complain and stuff, it would direct you to a different like Twitter page or a different Facebook page where it wouldn't be open to the public. It would be more of the racers seeing it between each other and not outside. You know, which is good because it's not good for the racers, first of all, because let's say they're going after sponsors and something. Nowadays, employers, sponsors, all of them look at your personal social media pages and they see if you're aggressive or angry or you're saying bad stuff about other racers, drivers or tracks or businesses. They're going to look right over you. They're not going to consider you. So if you're out there posting crap about other people, you better kind of, you know, watch your P's and Q's.
And that has happened to me. I ain't going to mention names. I'm not going to say, but an official came to me and said, hey, you better watch out. So-and-so is going to wreck you tonight.
Right.
Well, I went right over to so-and-so and said, hey, what the hell's going on? What's up? And he spun himself out to avoid hitting me.
Mm-hmm.
So it just goes to show you that people may say something, but the driver don't have no clue that it was being said about him.
So there was no intention of that happening.
There was no
intent.
Right,
it was just, it was just gossip.
But, and I went and confronted that particular person. Hey, what the hell? I'm hearing this. And he's like, no, I never said nothing like that. And he raced me clean the whole time.
Right.
So it just goes to show you people talk to hear themselves talk. You know, and get other people in, or try to get other people in trouble.
I think most racers spend enough time on their race cars to not want to wreck them.
Most.
You know, there's always, you know, one or two hotheads, but even the hotheads aren't out there to wreck their crap.
Does any of that happen with the spotters? Because I hear the spotters sometimes get...
Absolutely. You know, I have an incident. this is on a road course. Road course is a little different because, like, the way it's set up with that is we have multiple spotters, you know, because there's areas on the track you can't – one spotter can't get, so you got a second spotter pick up when the truck gets down on a different area. But I was next to – was in a spotter area where a group of us were, and one guy didn't know who I was. You know, I was spotting for my son, and he was over there. Somebody, he was telling his driver, take out da-da-da-da-da, whatever truck it was. And I'm like, wait a minute. So I completely went blank. I didn't even think about Mike on the, or my son on the track. So I'm in his face and we're going, I mean, it was a moment, but, it happens, so the spotters do sometimes get more. I mean, drivers probably didn't know. This was a new – what pissed me off about it was this was a new driver's first – his probably his second or third race, especially in the trucks at the time. And that's what pissed me off the most is you're trying to teach this young driver to take people out and teaching this, you know, young new driver these bad habits and stuff like that. So, but I can't read the –
my brother wants to know who else is in the room with us. So I had to.
Okay.
So I had to show your beautiful.
So your introduction wasn't good enough at the beginning.
Yes.
So it does happen between spotters. Sometimes maybe more than the drivers even know. You know?
Cause sometimes I sit up in the stands and I hear the
chatter
going back
and
forth.
Down in Havasu.
Yeah. And it happens more than you think. You know, where one spotter might go over and start yelling, hey, you better tell your guy to stay out of my guy, and da-da-da, you know, and the driver don't have a clue what's going on up in the spotter stand, so.
Down in Havasu, when we were down there for the late model truck series, whatever race was right before us, I got up to there a little early, and you heard the spotters yelling at each other in the race before, so I'm like, okay, I guess I missed something here, but you've seen it in NASCAR all the time. And you hear about it in NASCAR all the time, the two spotters talking amongst each other and
making deals.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's true. So there's a lot of activity going on between driver, spotter, spotter, driver, you know, and sometimes it's not just communication. Sometimes it's a driver telling the spotter, you better tell this guy to tell the driver something, or, you know, something along those lines. And when it starts getting hot like that, nobody's calm. Everybody, the tensions start rising.
I've never had a spotter. I've always been a spotter.
Really?
I've never.
That's been a spot for you. He's your new spotter.
I'm waiting for Aaron to want a spot for me and my girlfriend. I'm waiting for her to want a spot for me. You're going too slow. Why did you just hit him?
Yeah. When are you going to do the dishes?
Right. Yeah, you're out of the trash.
You're
like, wait a minute, we're spotting for you. Don't talk about the dishes. We're taking the garbage out right now.
The kids are screaming.
I got to go. Wait a minute, you're spotting.
Well, Cindy Clark, I guess Dennis was yelling at Cindy on Saturday in the trucks. And Cindy said she reached up and undid it during practice.
Well, she told us that was an accident. Somebody's in trouble. Somebody's in trouble. That just brings you closer together.
That's right.
See, I can never have my spouse spot for me. I'd be like, shut the hell up.
I hear you enough.
Well, you should have a good enough relationship. I know Aaron got a chance to have his, I'm going to say old lady, they're going to get mad at me, but his old lady spot for him, you know, and Havasu when he was racing. And I think that's a different, something that the spouse don't usually get a chance to see, that side of racing. And, you know, to be able to get an opportunity to spot
it,
or to be involved with it, really, without actually being in the seat, I think that's different, you know.
Speaking of spotters, Matt Daly just commented on that his spotter was yelling at him because he ran out of talent.
We won't say who his spotter was, but he might have happened to be won the last five super late model races in a row. But
we're not going to mention names.
But so that's why Matt stepped it up a little bit and found the gas a little better.
I was a spotter for David Brandon, and I yelled at him a couple times back in the day. And then the worst of all was Chuck DeGuevara was a spotter for David, and I was on the radio and I was listening to it, and Chuck was yelling. Chuck called him every name in the book for not
really?
Doing what Chuck wanted him to. So, and he's been chiming in on and off, David it was, and I was like, whoa. David. David Brandon's on here, and
You know what?
He said he's been yelled at a few times by his spotter.
You know,
it's surprising he's been yelled at.
You know, talking about spotters, there's a difference between someone spotting, an experienced spotter. Different drivers like different types of spotting. You know, some just want to be left alone and do the driving and just let me know if I'm clear or not. Some, you know, want to be told step by step what to do. And I had an opportunity down in Irwindale on the half mile track there. This was years and years ago in the trucks. And I had one of the guys down there. He was an experienced local driver of he was a champion of one of that's like super late model down there. This is quite a few years ago, but I can't remember who it is now. But having him in my ear was just a total different experience, because I didn't have an experienced spotter before. And he knew, he put me exactly where I needed to be on the track. Calmly, so it kept me calm. So I raced better because I was calm. He told me, you know, where I need to move up or down, you know, on the track, even around while the race is going on. So it was a total different experience for me to have a calm, experienced spotter to keep me calm and, you know, and really, you know, it really opened my eyes to, you know, what type of spotter that, you know, that I didn't even know existed. So.
That's what David just said about Chuck. It really taught him a lot.
Right.
Just go, you know.
Well, you know, and maybe some drivers, you know, want to be yelled at. Maybe they need that inspiration. I don't know. But I don't think anybody would really want somebody yelling in there, telling you drive like crap, you know. You get your foot off the brake. Find the gas. Go around this guy.
I get
Gary so slow.
I spotted for Gary almost all last year in the trucks, and I yelled at him a couple times. I don't even yell at him.
Well,
I more tell him what other guys are like.
You know, But that brings up a good point. I think the spotter and the driver need to actually communicate more, because you don't know. You might be telling him to do something, but he is, or there's a reason why something's not going the way you think it should, and vice versa. When the driver is telling the spotter, hey, you need to do this and this for me, maybe you can't because of whatever reason, you know.
And he's done it a few times spotting for me is in Havasu. He said, hey, nobody's around you. Just run your race. Nobody's around you. You drive differently than when there is somebody, you know, if there's a truck behind you or a truck on the side, you know, obviously he says then, but when he says, hey, nobody's around you, do your thing, then, you know you can change your line a little bit. You can enter a little different. You can come out a little different, stuff like that.
But maybe that's where, if you flip it a little bit, maybe that spotter can actually help you go faster by saying, you know what, you know, the line you're taking is not like so-and-so's line or something. Can you try this? And maybe your truck's set up different, obviously, or car or whatever. It might not react the same as the one of the other guys, but he might be able to coach you into a different line to see if it is
maybe a little
faster.
I guess
that would depend on the experience. Because were you spotting Gary with bomber mentality?
Right. And that's a good point, too.
See,
because it's a different type of...
I've spotted in different classes. Like, I started out spotting with my brother, running the Super Stocks. Well, they were Chargers back then. And then I did him and the Roadsters. So
did you do them all the same or any different between each one?
With
your brother, you think you'd be different because that's your brother, right? And then if you're with somebody else that's not your family, you'd probably react a little different.
It really depends.
Gary, you really react different.
It depends on the position, honestly.
Did you feel like you did anything different between different racers?
I mean, I learned a lot. I mean, just by, like Chuck, I got to listen to Chuck spot for David a few times, and I learned a lot from Chuck. Just that's an experienced spotter. He's been around racing for many, many, many years, and he knows, what they want to hear. And with Gary,
who is this?
Chuck.
Chuck who?
Digovic.
Oh, that guy. Hey, Chuck.
And with Gary,
I'm just joking.
With Gary, I'll call out his times or whatever, and then I'll be like, "This is, that's your fastest time." Thinking maybe he'll know, hey, I did this, maybe this is what I need to do. Maybe like if he runs quicker one lap.
Have you guys
like
talked and decided? You told Justin, hey, this is how I want you to do, or you just let him do his thing and
decide?
I just
let him do his thing. And when
I'm
tired,
I hear the volume down.
No.
Just don't pull the plug, because once you pull the plug out, you can't put it back in. The volume is the best way to. The volume is the best way, Cindy.
Yes, the volume is the best way. And she can't say that because it was in arm's distance. So, or she just turned to channel 2 thinking she was turning it down.
Yep.
As long as it didn't mess up her earbuds.
That's right.
Well, the only thing that probably didn't mess up were the HearClear earbuds, which brings up a good point. Let's say if you do want custom-made earbuds, call HearClear at 725-333-4327. Ask for Cindy Clark, and she will custom fit you for racing earbuds.
Whether you put them up or not.
Right. Well, no matter where you put them.
That's right.
So thanks for reminding me. And also hearing aids or anything like that. Maybe we can get this over to Lee. Is it vision or hearing?
Vision.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll have to find a vision guy for Lee.
But there is a guy we talked to about hearing earbuds for him.
That's right. So anyways, I can't believe it's that time. We're out of that time, I guess. So, see you at the track this weekend. We'll see who all is racing or not. Go to LVMS.com, click on the boring link, and look at the schedule there.
And quick, next week,
Rob Street. So Rob Street will be in studio next week. So it's gonna be a great show. See you live here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at allmovesnow.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.